And welcome to On the Right ADHD Trail. We are doing it again, strapping on our backpacks and climbing the summit to living successfully with ADHD. This year, I have with me 15 highly educated experts, and I can't wait for you to meet them. I'm Kathy Gett, owner of Gett Focus. I'm a certified ADHD life coach and a certified Sanity School for Parents trainer. This is my third time hosting this summit focusing on men and ADHD, and I couldn't be more excited. You can find out more about me and my coaching practice at getfocus.com. That's getfocus.com. But before we bring on my guest, I'd like to thank our VIP Telesummit sponsor, Lori Dupar, owner and director of the International ADHD Coach Training Center, where they train ADHD coaches to be the change they wish to see in the world. You can check them out at iaccenter.com. Enroll now for January 2022 semester. But are you worried about how am I going to find the time to listen this weekend? Have a solution for you. Simply upgrade to On the Right ADHD Trail Backpack. For only $85, you have extended digital access to all the recordings, a transcript of our audio interviews, and as a special bonus, you are in the drawing for a $100 gift certificate from REI. But enough talking, let's get started and meet our next presenter, Luz Jaramillo. Luz has ADHD, learning difficulties, and dyslexia. She has over 20 years of experience as a master social worker, certified brain health coach, certified life coach, and master in neuro-linguistic programming. She has studied neuroplasticity, eating disorder awareness, stress management, as well as mindfulness. She is also certified as a metabolic health and fitness coach. Luz is a best-selling author and motivational speaker. She created a holistic coaching company called Brain Body Coach that uses cognitive, science-based techniques to help individuals who are dealing with ADHD and food, such as stress eating, emotional binge eating, overeating, and obesity, to promote a healthy lifestyle so they can lead a happy, healthy, fulfilling, and prosperous life. Her presentation today is three keys to improve ADHD with the right eating habits and food. You know, we get confused with everyone telling us what to do and what to eat, and especially when we have ADHD. And learning about ADHD is very common, that due to poor impulse control, we find it hard to regulate our emotions, boredom, forgiveness, bad habits, and more. We ignore the nutrients, and sometimes we forget to eat the type of food we should be eating. Because it looks pretty complicated, is it possible to follow a diet with ADHD? What is the right food to eat or to avoid to improve ADHD? So today she will discuss the three keys to improve ADHD with the right eating habits and foods to implement when we have ADHD. Welcome, Luz. So happy you could be here today.
Hi. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for having me today here. I'm so happy to give all of the information and help out any possible way.
Thank you. Well, let's just get right to it. Is it possible to really follow a diet with ADHD? With all the problems that we have with ADHD, can we stay with the diet?
Well, that's a really good question because actually, I will say every human being trying to do certain following a diet, especially who has maybe overweight or overeat or some a little bit of issues. But unfortunately, due to our brain type, it's a little more complicated, not impossible. And just the fact of talking about dieting is kind of like we love to be resilient. We try to do things the other way that people tell us to do. And it's not that we want to. It's mostly that our brain, certain parts of the brain work that way that make us to be a little more like, I'm not going to do that way. So dieting itself, the name is kind of like more restricted. More harder to follow.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you feel the same way, but for me, for example, I couldn't ever was able to follow a diet exactly the way it's supposed to be. It was kind of like a right. like a challenge impossible to follow. So dieting, no, but improving the nutrition, improving what we eat, 100% is possible.
Okay, so that's what we have to really focus on is the way to eat, not necessarily the foods that we're eating, would you say? Or is it also a combination of the different types of food and the nutrients that we need to have?
Definitely. I've noticed that a lot, especially working for so long with ADD and from my own experiences as well. What I realized is that when we have just the name of dieting, is restriction. And the fact uh-huh. that we're restricting, we maybe lack of the most important things, that sometimes we may be eating the nutrients, but not all of them. And okay. then we are fighting against our biology. And our body requires all of those nutrients in order to function the right way.
Okay. So can you give us some suggestions about what type of nutrients are we talking about?
Yes. So normally, the just with ADD or without ADD, one of the key elements that I believe are the most important are, one of them is biology. If we know what our body is composed, like what is necessary for us to have, then we respect it a little more. And let me just put it this way. I always give kind of like the same example with your nose. Do you wake up with your nose every day or you choose to have your nose?
Okay.
It's part of it, right? It's biology. It comes with you. Unless you don't have a defect, unless you have a condition, that you don't have a nose. But normally that's kind of like a general part of our biology. We have that.
Okay.
So the same thing happened with our nutrients. There are three more important components that are the macros, without making it so complicated. It's just the good fat, the good carbs, and then good carbs, fat, and protein. So if we tend to, when we have dieting, sometimes we forget, I'm not going to have carbs. I'm not going to have fat. And the marketing, the environmental, has been creating in us different names, different titles for the dieting that sometimes we don't ignore. First of all, our body signal, and the most important, our biology. We have to have the three macros in order to function the right way. So just starting for that, being conscious about any time we eat, are we incorporating them in our life? It's important to know. So biology is absolutely essential for us to keep it as let me put it like mandatory. We cannot forget about that because it's how our body is compound.
Okay. So it's really mandatory. So you were talking about some good carbs and good fats. Can you give
those
some
are
examples?
The three macros? Yes, good fat, good carbs, and good protein. So for example. Talking especially for us, that we have learning about our body, how it works with ADHD, we lack of that dopamine, right? So if we are not incorporating like protein, for example, in our nutrients regularly, we lack of more dopamine. So if from now, our brain is lack of dopamine just because of our ADHD. So imagine. It's just that we are not adding enough protein, so it's getting lower and lower. So we are not nourishing our brain the right way.
Okay.
So it's absolutely fundamental. So if we and that helps our dopamine, it helps with motivation, it helps with focus, it helps to be more productive. So it's super important to keep in mind, I am eating with a good dopamine food. Like, for example, the proteins. Some people like to have animal protein. Some people prefer plant-based protein. So it's okay as soon as you incorporate the right amount for your body.
Okay. So that's the good protein. So then I'm curious about the good carb. What is a good carb?
Okay, we do have a lot of consumption. It's like, no, you cannot have carbs. It's impossible.
Right.
But just eating vegetables and eating fruits, those are carbs.
Okay.
So there are many like quinoa or sweet potatoes or whole wheat some products, those are good carbs. So it's not that we cannot live with them. We need to actually incorporate it in our body because it's essential. But you can have without even thinking the amount of vegetables that you want, like good green vegetables. And they have antioxidants, so help our brain as well.
Okay. And then did you mention some fats? Did you mention
the good fats? They are, if we want a healthy brain, we cannot forget that. That's essential. The good fats are our omega. And if our brain is compounded with oxygen and a lot of good fats. So if we lack of good fats, of course, our brain is not going to produce the same chemicals and what exactly required to be healthier. So imagine that from now, just us with ADHD, our brain is still lack of chemicals that we need to help them automatically to make it happen. There are so many ways with medication that help us with the dopamine, with the serotonin, with all of the neurotransmitters that we are maybe not as good at producing them. So that's the reason why it's very common to listen to most of us that we do have, let's say, mood swings, like we are having happy one day, very depressed another day, very anxious one day. So that is absolutely common. That's the reason why we have to be careful with our serotonin. We have to maintain it in a good balance. So how do we do that? Especially with the good foods, the good protein, the good fat. So let's talk about fats. For example, good fish, like Mediterranean type of style is a very healthy option that provides most of the nutrients in terms of good fats, like olives, nuts, good fish, some chicken. So definitely cheese. So there are so many good proteins that we have to incorporate it mainly for the three meals. There are some people who do not have all of the meals, but that's another topic to respect and to manage about that.
So do you recommend like omega-type vitamins, supplements? Do you recommend that, or do you say you need to get them just in your natural?
I will say that since we are so lack of that, and there have been a lot of studies, especially for ADD, that it shows that we lack of the omega. It's very low. We don't have enough.
Right.
So I don't know if we do learn so well to manage how much omega we're supposed to have. But there, I do believe that supplementing it is essential, is necessary, because as I say, sometimes we don't add the necessary doses that we have to have on a regular basis just with the meal.
Okay. So you told us about what we should eat, but how does ADHD affect our eating? Is it because we don't remember to eat, or we overeat? What is it that how does ADHD affect our eating?
In both ways. I have had a lot of clients that are less overeating because they don't remember that they just have the food, or we don't focus and concentrate just to sit and swallow this chew. That's why sometimes I've seen and I tried before, I had an issue eating disorder. So all my life I was constantly eating. I was binging very often or snacking very often. So I thought that was just me. And the more I study and learning, and it's one of the biggest percentages of obesity are people with ADHD. So I was surprised to know that it's the lack of attention. We prefer to multitask. And I think that's when we feel proud. And I remember that I was so happy saying that I'm multitasking and I know how to do it, working and eating at the same time, or doing a lot of things and eating at the same time. So yes, we tend to overeat just because we don't pay enough attention. The other one is impulsivity. If we have that, then we don't control. It's harder to control the amount, the quantity that we are adding in our body.
Okay.
And so the other is that, for example, schedule. We get or distracted, let's say playing games or playing with the phone or with the computer or working, that we totally forget that it's time to eat. And we forgot to listen to our body signals. So the first thing we do is just to ignore the day. And then it's like 5 o'clock. And oh my God, I just realized I haven't had any food all day. So then either you lack of nutrients the whole day, or and you then eat a little long more, like you feel like eating an elephant because you were so hungry that you just eat it all. So that's pretty much what happened. Or not eating. So a lot of ADHDers do lack of the feeling, the listening to the body, and realize if they're hungry or not, and they just forget to eat the entire day.
So lacking the mindfulness of listening to their body is one of their problems. But also, what about, do we just forget to do the drinking too? Because I know liquid is a really important thing for our body. Is that what happens also?
Oh my God, you have no idea. It's like a battle. I don't know what is related between, it's true, drinking water and ADHDers is so common. Don't like it. I guess it's boring. There's no flavor. And it's so common that, yes. And unfortunately, our brain is compounded with good fats and oxygen and water. So if we don't add good water to our brain, our body's not going to function the right way neither.
How much water would you suggest, or liquid, or are you saying true water, an average person should drink a day?
It's divided by your weight. So, okay. But let me be honest with you. I can tell you right now, you have to drink 8 ounces of water, right? And you know that information. And as I say, it's like I work with a lot of people who have diabetes. And you tell them, first of all, stop eating sugar. And you know that that's the first thing that they're going to do, eat sugar. So
yeah,
it is not about... Oh, really?
Yeah, type 2.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. It is. It's so common, too. So one of the things is that I learned, especially with ADHDers, is that it doesn't matter if your body is supposed to have 8 ounces of water a day. Let's put it that example. 8 cups of 8 ounces. That's normal. The normal idea. 8 ounces, 8 cups of 8 ounces. So if you have that amount, that's perfectly fine. But the majority tend to forget, do not remember. It doesn't taste good, so no. At least start with one. If you never had one a day at all, start with one.
Okay.
That's a progress. If you remember one, you can remember two later on. But it's just the fact of creating a habit. That's another topic that is important to understand. We make our own habits. That awareness to create a new habit is harder for us, but it's not impossible. It's absolutely possible. Learning the ways how to change habits from the good ones to the bad ones to the good ones. So it's not a complicated task at all.
Okay. So that sounds like, next question is, how do I stop my food cravings having ADHD and eat better?
Perfect.
Especially since we've had, you know, this pandemic, we've all been home. And I know that I've put on my weight. And I talked to other people so how do we stop these food cravings?
Well, the food cravings are a body talking to you. And I remember that before I had all of my issues with food, I was trying to, every single program, diet, and as many things as possible, and nothing worked. And I was trying with... mindfulness eating and all of that, but I can't even be mindful with chewing. So how am I going to be mindful with, like, right, the food? So nobody has time for that. Doesn't mean that it's not good, because it has worked for many people. But what I've noticed the most important is we require, our brain is decided for pleasure and avoid pain. So if we focus a lot into what is causing me pleasure, we know that food is pleasure. Food, when we consume carbs, high carbs, sugar, and processed food, it has serotonin right away. It gives us the good serotonin, it gives us good dopamine, but it spikes so badly that it's like a roller coaster. It goes high, and then goes so fast, then we're lethargic, we're tired during the day, we have not enough energy. So the sugar craving, it's really kind of like the boom for us. Give us that moment. What we need to identify, the easiest way that I've seen that with a lot of clients, is that when we work with instant gratification, find what is an instant gratification. For example, check marks, stickers, hearts. So stupid, so ridiculous, like really loose. Are you kidding me? But when you know that, yes, I did it. Yes, I walked. Yes, I exercised. Yes. When you have that check mark on, that's an instant gratification. And that's what your brain really needed all the time. If you remember when with your kids, you have to tell them, if you finish school or the homework, then you can have your video game. That's exactly what we need to do with us. If you have your nutrients, check mark. Did you have protein today? Check mark. If you have good fat, check mark. So just giving that constant gratification of, yes, I did it, yes, it's accomplished, one thing at a time, small little things, that helps you to be more aware that you are constantly adding more nutrients to your body. So cravings is the lack of nutrients. So your body is talking to you. That's the reason why we feel like craving. And also that this balance, the two of the most important hormones, that they are leptin and ghrelin. Those are the one that one is telling you, the leptin, for example, is telling you, I am satisfied. I feel great. I can't control my appetite. I'm giving signals to my brain that I'm stop eating. So if you have that leptin, this balance is regulated, of course you're going to feel like never satisfied. You want to feel eating all the time and control that. And
could you spell what you're saying? Is it leptin or lectin?
The leptin, L-E-P-T-I-N.
Okay, thank you.
So that's a hormone that really tells you, okay, I'm full, I'm satisfied. So that's one of the things. Be aware. Do I feel satisfied anytime I eat? Because sometimes you don't. So maybe that hormone is not a balance. And the other one is the ghrelin, G-H-R-E-L-I-N. That is the one that tells you the hunger hormone. So is that the one that regulates the appetite and increase? So it helps you to kind of like, okay, now I'm okay. I don't need more. I'm all right. So those are really important for us, especially for ADHDers, just to understand that, do you feel it? Do you know when you're full? Because not everybody feels when you're full. Sometimes you eat and eat and eat, and you still, or maybe you feel full, but you continue eating. So the way to remove the craving is truly adding, listening to your biology, eating what your body requires, and then that's, after that is psychology, like, you know biologically you're eating the right things, and then psychology is working with your habits. Why have you done all your life? Why you've been eating every hour? Why your snacks half an hour? Do you listen to your body if you're truly full, or is just an emotional eater, or just boredom? So those are really the tricks for that.
Okay. So you have to explore that. Why are you eating when you have these cravings? Is it because you're bored, you're angry, or sad? I remember hearing these things in different weight programs that I've been in and everything. So, but I'm glad you brought that to our attention, and about those special leptins and ghrelins, I believe you call it.
Yes.
You know, the way that you're listening to your body and everything. Well, we're getting close to the end, Luz. Do you have any last moment or last, you know, things that you want to say to us before you tell us about your free gift that you're offering to us?
Yes. One of the things that I want to say is that it's absolutely possible. Like, we do have the belief that because we have ADHD years, it's going to be harder. And it's maybe it is true, but I have worked with both, with ADHD years and not. And I think actually we do have like a superpower. I know we hear that often. But in terms of food, we do have a superpower. And what it is, that because we have a why, we do have a reason why it's important for us to make a change. And we know that if we improve, if we eat for our brain, and we give the brain the right nutrients that require, then our everything else in our life is changed for better. Sometimes we do have the medication, but it's not helping us enough to go to the way we need to be. And definitely, just the fact that you can control and you manage a certain things with food, everything else in life you can manage because you know you have been able to do so. So it is like a little bit of challenge for anyone who this moment who is listening, that if you ever felt that you have no control over food, just first of all, check why is that happening? Are you nourishing enough your body? If not, let's create a plan. It's very simple. It's not as harder as believe. It's just always with that instant gratification, noticing with mindfulness, being aware of that. And the last one is that sometimes we feel that when we eat, it's the lack of food, and sometimes it's the lack of what are we empty for. Sometimes we are empty about something else that is not about food.
Right.
So we can fulfill that with different emotions than food.
Okay. That's very good. Thank you very much. So would you like to tell us what your free gift is that you're offering to the listeners?
Absolutely. Yes, I had an ebook that I made that I think it was kind of like the all putting together everything I learn, everything I practice myself, everything I study, and the most important, what I have been practicing for so many years with members, clients with ADHD. And it's called How to Eliminate Food Compulsion and Constant Craving, and especially for the ones who suffer for food, like you feel you have no control over food, that will be maybe a good ebook for you to just to take a look at it. It's not hard, it's not complicated, but it will give you maybe a aha moment just to understand what happened to you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Lou, if they would like to get in touch with you, what is their, do you have an email or a website that you would like to suggest?
Yes. My name, my company is Brain Body Coach. So that's exactly from my social media or my website is brainbodycoach.com. I work a lot with one-on-one because everybody's super different. Even though we do have ADHDers, sometimes as a group, it feels good, it feels frustrated, but I believe you improve much better and you can see better results when it's one-on-one because you have a lot of more insights. So it's brainbodycoach.com or my email is luz, L-U-Z, at brainbodycoach.com.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. This was a really informative interview, and I know that there are many of us out there that have these food cravings, and the information you gave is really good. And I like this last one point that you said, why are we empty? You know, why are we craving this food, getting in touch with our psychology of it? You know, are we sad or just bored, or you know, and as ADHDers we can get bored pretty darn fast when we're doing something. I think part of the problem when we have a diet is like, oh wait a minute, I've done this for a week, I'm tired of it, I don't want to do this. So you have to constantly reinvent.
And there's so many good, yeah, thank you for that, and I'm glad that you mentioned it, because we do have, there are many options that it can be easier. We needed something practical, fast, not complicated, because that's how we work. The easier, the better. It's what we need.
Right. Well, once again, thank you so much for coming today and giving your presentation. It's been
thank
my pleasure.
Thank
you
so much. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for having me today.
Okay. Well, audience, we've got some more presenters coming up soon, so stay tuned. And so glad you're with us today. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.